Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty B.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wildin' Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wildin' Out podcast a la carte.
What it do, you guys, and welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. I'm your girl, Pretty V. What they do, these ladies up here, we control the mic and we fight niggas on sight. I'm just playing. What they do, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
B. Samo.
And Crystal Angelique.
What they do, what they do.
And so I have a question for y'all. Okay. Now, this is, I wish we would have asked when Jess was on here, because, you know, she got her body done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think about getting work done in BBLs?
Well, so I actually wanted to get my boobs done at one point.
Why and, didn't you?
I just think it was timing. And at the time, I couldn't really afford it. And so that's what kind of hindered me from doing it. But right now, I'm glad I didn't do it, because now my mindset is like, I wouldn't want to do it, but I have no judgment for anyone that wants to do it. I think your body, your choice. So, you know, you do your thing. It looks great. Mm-hmm. Like, that's snatched.
That's how I feel. But I feel like women get it done to fill a void. Some women, you know, so I feel like you have to be secure with yourself first. And if you want to add something, but don't think that's going to fix all your problems, you know, because then you're going to start picking at this and picking at that and, you know, get it done because you want it, not because you feel like it's a trend or society is doing it. Yeah. Or
I think people choose more of their what they want to be uncomfortable with, though.
What you mean?
Meaning like, so obviously working out and being in an uncomfortable position kind of gets people in a state where it's like, oh, I don't want to do it, or a frustrated state. But they think that, you know, the quick fix.
I'm like, girl,
it would get them the instant gratification.
But surgery is an uncomfortable state.
I know.
I saw my sister in that state, and it was
like
horrible.
That's why people choose their uncomfortability.
Yeah.
So it's like,
either way, it's hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted my titties done. That's all I wanted. I did want a little hips and a little stitch, but how my body is set up, me and DC got the same shape, so I'm not gonna walk around with a peg booty and then little legs. So I work out. I come from a side that we are real long and height, 6'5", and wear big shoes. So I'm now, let me be very honest, Coyle Ray, I shot her out and I thought about her the other day when I seen her, how she embraces her shape.
I love her body.
How she carries herself with her six pack and her little boobs and stuff. With me, I've always said, like, what's good with this lizard shape? I've said that since I've been in high school. Like, giraffe, I got bullied by getting called giraffes and all that. So I make it a joke, like, okay, my lizard shape, that, but I know I'm fine as hell. I know I'm beautiful. Like,
absolutely.
I don't, this right here, I don't have a problem with that. But when I always look at my body, I just be like, oh my God, like, I could do some boobs.
Get your boobs in now?
No.
Never.
I'm good now. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm good now. Shout out to Coyle Ray. She had me kind of embrace my body a little bit more because I was like, you know what, like, She's dope. And I was like, girl, you dope as fuck too. Like, what are we talking about? Like, so nah, no surgery over here. Maybe my teeth done.
Would I ever? No. I saw my sister get a BBL and oh my God, it was just the worst experience ever there. I literally thought she was gonna die.
Oh no.
So I was like, I think you have to really want it. If you want it, you can go through. I don't want it bad enough to deal with that. So I just be in the gym, girl.
I see you working out.
Yeah.
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 I just get my teeth done.
I keep telling her no.
That's all the surgery I want.
I'm trying to talk her out of it.
I really wanted my lips done, but then when I think about it,
I got my lips done. Okay. I forgot about that. I did get my lips done.
Like, literally, I kind of want to. But then I thought about it. I was like, these emojis on IG, like, I'm not trying to do too much. So I'm just going to embrace that too. Just get a liner.
Okay, that's again. Sorry if y'all smell it.
I wanted my gap closed. I'm just going to get Invisalign.
So you are going to close the gap, but just naturally?
I don't know.
I had a gap.
I've been going to Dr. Amir. Shout out to my Dr. Amir. Shout out the best dentist in town.
I'm trying to talk her out of it.
The best dentist in town.
Well, I don't know.
I was so mad when Keisha Cole closed her gap. You said what?
My sister's a dentist.
Where's she? What's her practice?
She's in Atlanta.
Where about?
So I'm not familiar with Atlanta. I don't know. She just fixed teeth.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she take my insurance. I'm better.
I think so.
Okay. Because I got to do some promos for Dr. Amira now.
Yeah, I got a gap too. My teeth overlap.
Yeah, I like my...
I have braces, so...
My thing is, this is how I feel. If I can't do this, if I... Look.
I already know what she gonna do. Do it that way.
I told her that can't work.
Because if you look, she wants to be an actress. We want to act like real movies. We're not talking about Instagram skits. We're talking about Hollywood films. Yeah. Look at Denzel Washington. Look at Will Smith. Look at these actors that have real looks. They're not all walking around with veneers. You know what I'm saying? That is a perfected look that is unrealistic. Yeah. And I'm like, V, your teeth are beautiful. Yeah, you don't need to do that. You know,
they are.
Yeah, I ain't going to do too much.
So are you closing it or not?
I don't think I'm going to close it. I just keep wasting my doctor's time. Every time I go up in there.
She had 12 consultations.
I had like 12 consultations. And she's like, Vina, you keep coming back to my chair. Like, you fly out to Miami from Atlanta and you just sit here watching me. And I'm like, Amira, like, I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, she don't need to get it done. But let me tell you about these lips. My homegirl got, you know, she went first, whatever. She always gets her done. We're getting her done for years. My sister got hers done for years. They just get the numbing cream and they sit down and da da da. Girl, I got numbing cream. I got 4 shots in my gums. I got laughing gas and I numbed the inside of my mouth and it still hurt. I don't see how women go back and do that shit over and over. I love my lips. They a little more plump, but I don't take pain well. So it was just not, I'm like, if I can't take that, talking about a BBL.
Talking about some titties. Yeah. I can't
hell
do that.
Hell no.
But it's like girls that get tattoos too. They do it for the pain of the tattoo.
Yeah, no.
Do you have tattoos? Mm-mm.
None. I have piercings though.
Yeah, I used to have piercings.
See, I like piercings too. Yeah.
I had my septum. I had dermals. I had gauges.
Really?
I had my tongue. I had my lip.
I had my tongue. I had my nose.
Only my tongue.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like closed, but my nose is still open.
I had this because I seen Lil Wayne do it. So I had this, and then I had my belly button. But then when I tell you, they didn't give me like them little cute ones, like
the danglies.
They gave me like the ring ones. I said, I can't sleep like that.
Mm-mm. Oh, the circle?
The sheet was on my
top. Why would they do that?
Yeah, that's terrible.
I went to the hospital to take it out.
Ooh, scary.
I'm so like, ugh, I can't. I don't like that type of pain.
I got my belly button pierced.
The pain I like, I can't reveal it.
I wanted to get my eyebrow done.
Fucking nasty.
The pain I like, I can't reveal it, but.
Okay, what is it?
You know what it is.
Mm. No, I don't. Tell the people.
Isley Brothers between the sheets.
Fucking gross. I can't reveal it. So y'all, what do y'all think? Put that in the comments. You know, I feel like right now surgery is so trendy. Mm-hmm. People are just doing it because it's a trend. But it's like you look up and now you're picking on something else. You done had your BBL and now you're mad at they didn't get the left side, ain't even to the right side. And the right titty bigger than the left titty.
But even when I felt Mimi's, and Mimi's has been very open about her titties and what she's got. When I felt Mimi's...
Well, she has to be. She got XXL.
When I touched Mimi's breasts on set, me and Jess was just like, oh my God, can I just touch right here? It was hard as a rock. Yeah. I said, you went there how many times? She said, oh my God, like this happened. She said something with a plan. She had to put her titties over her shoulders. I'm like... Do your titties hang low? Do the wobbles on the floor?
I might, after kids, you know I want like 6 kids. So I'm like, I might need a mommy makeover after all that breastfeeding.
Possibly.
We just want to pick me.
But it's crazy like comparing, because when growing up in Jamaica, plastic surgery is like a taboo.
Really?
Yeah. If you had plastic surgery, you were just like the talk of the town. Especially because it's such a small like knit community. So it's like, everyone knows everybody. It's like,
because when you was walking the other day, I was like, is your booty real?
Yeah, it is.
It was jiggling like crazy.
All these squats.
And you girl, ain't no squats. It's genetic.
It's squats.
You grew up with that ass.
No, I didn't.
If you stopped doing squats, you wouldn't have no booty?
No, not necessarily.
But what's so crazy is, like you said, the talk of the town with surgery, but you know, the talk of the town with the bleaching cream too.
I know.
If you bleach out your skin, light skin, And then the knuckles is black.
But then Cartel
they can't
made
bleach
it cool.
their knuckles?
Yeah. He did, yeah. They bleach out their skin to be like your complexion yeah. and their knuckles are black.
But so I'm saying, why don't they bleach the knuckles?
That is, I guess that doesn't go fast enough.
I don't know.
But that doesn't die fast.
Don't know.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, y'all, we're going to take a break and then we have a guest. We're going to see what she think. I know the gnats. The gnats. I don't know what's going on up in here. It must be the wine.
It's Cortez.
All up on my head. We're gonna take a break, and then right after that, we're gonna get into our guest. We got do the accent.
Hey, like shit, DC, up on my borough,
Maryland, DMV, JK,
that girl J Cole. I mean, she has. Started from Vine. Then went off to Instagram.
So funny.
Instagram sensation, like socialite. I mean, the list goes on and on. She shot her first movie. I mean, we got so much to talk about with Jay. I mean,
this is crazy.
I admire her work ethic, and I can't wait y'all to see when she come up here.
Seriously. She'll be up right after this, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, y'all want to get to the guest? You want to introduce her?
Let's get to the guest.
You can do her accent the best.
Let's get to her. The guest, hello.
Like.
We're about to bring J. Cole, that girl J. Cole, up to the stage, honey. We got the whole red carpet out like shit. She's coming up, baby girl. What's up, y'all? Y'all already know what time it is. My girl J. Cole, come your behind out here right now. Bring it on out, Jacob.
Hey.
Oh. Someone's glowing.
Put your headphones on. All right. So we can start. So you're not drinking right now. Do you usually drink?
Yeah.
But you just ain't drank for 4 months.
Five.
Oh, five.
Ooh, 5 minutes.
So do you want to announce to the people why you are not having alcoholic beverages?
Hold on.
Okay. Girl, and it's not alkaline. It's all we had.
Fine. I'm not bougie.
Okay.
Oh, I'm bougie like shit. I have to get my outline.
Being to be like, I cannot wash my face with that. She washed her face with bottled water, y'all.
You should see my
room. I brush my teeth with bottled water.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. You have to see my room.
I drink from the water hose.
I still drink sink water.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm not drinking alcohol because I am 5 months pregnant.
Girl!
Yeah!
Yeah!
The Woman of Wildin' Out podcast. You already know what time it is. One's down. You heard it here first.
Cause you really did.
Got knocked up.
This is the first time you said it.
Anything. How do you feel?
Let me tell y'all how she be playing it though. She be walking around set like, girl, when you pregnant, you could get anything. She's like, they just ran and got me a smoothie. I be like, well, tell them you need two. Give me something.
Well, you're the first castmate to get pregnant on this show, baby.
That's crazy.
I ain't talking about Wildin' Out girls. I'm talking about
I ain't talking about Jackie.
That's
about
Jackie.
DC. Oh, wow.
Has me.
Is she about it like in that. History?
In history. I think that's
true. She's making up facts. Don't touch me.
No, that she was like on the show, though. Maybe like after they left, but she's on the show.
Yeah. The first one to be pregnant on stage.
Yeah, on stage. And came back.
Well, that's not true.
I get to look at the episode and be like, oh, wow. I was pregnant right there.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Wow.
How does it feel to have a life growing inside of you?
Tired.
Girl, I'll be sleep with you. I'm like, damn, am I pregnant? Dude, I'll be sleep with her.
Is it kicking?
Right now, it's not like the typical hard kick, but it feels like
a little poke.
Swimming.
Like, really?
Or like butterflies flying. Like it's very soft.
Girl, that's just you got a shit.
No, if you stay still long enough, but normally he or she, I don't know the gender yet, is active at night, or if I eat like a bunch of sugar.
Wow.
Yeah. Them hookworms. You haven't known that baby. I done had some hookworms.
That's
the parasites.
But it's like honestly a feeling sugar. That you like don't hasn't felt before. Like, you know, like you know when you got gas. I can differentiate different.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like it's literally like a feeling like it's like a ooh.
So when you found out you was pregnant, you took that pregnancy test and it said positive. What did you do?
I took it four times.
You were like, no.
I said, wait, what?
Really?
Well, wow, Jen. Because I have had the history of PCOS. I honestly didn't think I could get it.
What is that? Educate us.
So PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Okay.
So like I don't produce enough hormones to have a cycle.
You say
so
that?
Like the longest I haven't had a cycle is like a year.
That is crazy.
So you was backed up.
No, because I don't. Nothing shedding.
That is not what it means. Vina, listen to the facts.
Nothing is shedding. Like, I don't. So, like, the woman's
body.
You don't
put hookworms up on this girl. That is not what it is.
Hookworms are regular. If you're itching, get you that fluke.
Or get a pregnancy test, because it could be a baby.
Either way.
But nah, Jay, back to you. Congratulations.
Definitely congrats. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We were talking about getting your body done. What's your opinion on that?
Like, no, let's kind of marinate on her pregnancy, because I'm so excited to know. Like, so is
okay.
The baby...
already named a baby.
So is... I already named it. Christina.
No.
I know, that's a grown woman name.
Shirley.
Beverly.
Shirley. Mabel.
Oh my gosh.
So okay. Like, is your family excited? His family excited? Are you still with your baby daddy? Your kid's father? We gonna say that. I hate the word baby daddy.
You know, it's crazy because my dad and my mom is like old school. They hate the word baby daddy too.
Yeah.
Well, I asked about the body because it ties in, because after this baby, girl, you don't know how, what if you... The titties start sagging and your baby
I'll
in your...
I'll answer Vina's question and then I'll tie it into B.
Tie it in. Mm-hmm.
So,
because I want to know. Yes. You might want a mommy makeover.
Yes, I've been with him since I was 17. He was 16.
Wow.
You ain't sick of the nigga?
No.
She loves him.
It's a love story.
Y'all still be like,
yes.
Wow.
We were best friends before we even started.
Wow,
dating, so
that's beautiful.
Probably part of the reason.
So how many years is that, Jay?
A lot. Too many.
How old are you now?
26.
Okay, 16 minus 26. 10.
Like,
2?
6 months?
No, but everybody's excited.
That's how Nick be on that damn game. I'll be like, what is he talking about? He'd be like, negative 6.
Like, it's like, what?
What?
It was 3.
Right. Okay, so about
everybody's
a decade.
I'm excited. I found out 2 weeks after my grandma passed.
Wow.
I feel like it. To me, I feel like it was a blessing that she sent, because again, with the PCOS, I've never had a pregnancy scare ever.
Ever.
Like ever. I've never peed on a stick, never had to pee on a stick.
Wow.
Don't even have a cycle.
That is a blessing.
Yeah.
All the sticks I done peed on?
I'm telling you. And never had to.
And your grandma left and she
gave you an angel.
Yes.
And it's always said when someone passes,
another life comes.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Malik. That's your boyfriend name.
It is.
So literally, like, was he excited? Are y'all buying? Y'all not buying anything right now because you don't know what the gender is?
No, I don't know what the gender is. I find out what the gender is when I get back.
So you want to know?
I do. Okay. I'm old school. I wanted to know once the doctor said,
exactly. You're like, what is it? He's exactly. like, girl, you just 2 weeks. Let me know now.
But, you know, the whole fam, this is like the first grandchild. So everybody's like, you might as well just do a little gender reveal. So it's like 15 days left. I'm counting down.
And you have a goddaughter. So I've been on the phone with you, taking care of Skylar.
That's my baby. That was my first baby.
Picking her up from school.
She was practically mine. Yeah. Crazy. I was in the hospital when my mama pushed her out. And actually at my house right now.
Really?
Well, Jay, you're going to be a super mom. You're going to be a dope mom. Aww. You're going to be such a fly, I'm funny mom.
That baby going to come out like, what's up, yo? Like she
I am. But to tie that into BBLs, I honestly don't find nothing wrong with it. Would I ever get one? See, the thing is, I say no, but I'm a play devil advocate.
Okay.
I always believe that it's like, never say never.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things I never said.
Yeah. People change. Yeah. 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 People change.
As of now, no, I don't think I would get one. Have I ever thought? And I'm not gonna say every girl thinks about it,
yeah.
But I feel like every woman has.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Like, even if you don't go, you know, through with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've definitely thought about it,
especially in this day and age, all these filters and
Beyonce probably got her body done, and I heard she got her ribs out.
Really?
Really? I thought about getting my ribs out.
For what? So you can belly roll? You already do that.
So what does that do? That's something like with your waist when you get your ribs
when your ribs come out. It brings that waist in. Mm.
But now, sis, Jay, we are so excited for you to be on this show, Sisley. It is the Women of Wild Out podcast.
I'm excited to be here. I don't do many interviews. Like, if you Google, I you won't catch me on camera.
Really?
No, I don't really. I don't know. It's weird.
J. Cole interview. Google it, y'all. See what pop up.
Nothing.
This.
Yes. So, Jay, you came from, of course, social media, you know, holding up the phone. Number nine and workshops. This phone needs to get the fuck out your hands and get perform on the motherfucking
If you can hear me.
Like, oh my God, I'm getting cut. I was on Instagram when we had 15 seconds.
You guys are
crazy. I was on Instagram before the video. We was all on Instagram
before. Well, we wasn't even having videos.
We didn't even have videos. You could only post pictures. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. And then also, I was in college when I started my Instagram, but I didn't really get on it until like 2017. Mm-hmm. So for you, like, I know you was with the DC circles because you and DC was doing Vines around the same time.
Yeah, it's crazy. We was actually cool since then. I want to say it was a couple of us on Vine. Yeah, before Vine got shut down, I knew DC since then. And it's so crazy to see, like, you know, your peers or those around you go from Vine to movies to shows to, you know, this and that. But Instagram. I feel like I done been on every platform that has been. Bebo, right. MySpace.
Wow.
Facebook.
To maximize.
Yeah, Twitter.
And your fan base, Jay, is like out of this world. Like,
they love you.
They love you down. Jay will go, I always tell Jay this, and I admire it because Jay know how to come on Instagram and fill the room out a little bit, say what up to the fans, and go miss about 3 months.
You know me.
And then come back again. And because you enjoy family, you enjoy that shit. It stinks.
I'm sorry. You heard
and
it.
You just violated the seat.
That's why I grabbed your hand.
And that stinks, baby.
I heard it over here.
You don't even smell it. It's only been out my ass for 2 seconds.
I heard it over here. Gosh.
So literally, you know, you balance it. Family, work, and you give your family time. Y'all enjoy yourself, especially your boyfriend, your father, your mom. Like, you have your brother, like, and your
best
friend. You're
real close to your family.
Yeah, I am. I'm a family-oriented person.
Yeah, and then you get down to it, and then you shot your movie, too, your Christmas movie.
Yes.
B. Simone was there, too, Country Wayne. Y'all,
what
did y'all think?
Girl.
I was in the movie?
We didn't see each other. We had different shoot dates.
Yes.
Got you. We did not see each other on set.
Yeah, crazy. But you guys,
when
Issa
I first
Rae.
Heard that she was in it, I was like, oh my gosh, are you? She was like, no. I'm back home. Yeah,
crazy.
That was my first movie.
With Lisa Rae.
Congrats. Yes.
Wow.
How was that experience?
Girl, awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody that was on the cast, I met for the first time, even Country Wayne.
Crazy.
Like Vina said, I'm a very private person, very reserved person. So it's like, I tried to like open up more, but like Vina probably was like the first person that got me out the house.
Yeah.
I sit in the house.
Yeah.
If I'm not on Instagram, I'm in the house. You know where to find me.
What sign are you?
Libra.
Okay.
Libra. But as you see, we have another Libra here, and she's a total opposite.
That's crazy.
Two different kinds.
But so is Cancer, though. It's like you have
one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the Aries?
You know, every Aries I met.
Bitch, show to me. Isn't no. that fish? No, bitch. It's every freedom.
Air, yeah. flowy.
No, every Aries I met, they act exactly the same. Fun.
Really?
You know, get to their bag and just love people. Mm-hmm. Billions is that.
Oh, Billions
Tia,
Aries.
The girl, Cooper.
I feel like Aries are stern.
She's an Aries. So y'all are very, like, very stern. Very, crazy. Like, about their business. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about your idea, they like, but you already had it written down. So sorry, you took too long.
Prepared.
Like, so that's, but they're prepared. Yeah. Like, Billions, I'm like, Billions, I just talked about that. She's like, well, I'm doing it. So yeah, literally, y'all, that. But I'm excited for you, Jay. I've always, you know, I send my devotions to you. You know, we locked in for life.
Every morning.
Yes, I've always told you that you are, Jay, you know, be on that phone saying to keep going and continue to put God first. Yes. And just, you know, I just love it. So my thing is, what's next for J. Cole? You know, I know we know you're pregnant and you about to yeah,
drop
your
the baby first.
Drop the baby first, yeah.
You got to put that baby in them skits.
Oh, you know I'm waiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't
Especially
wait
if it's
show.
A little girl. She's definitely about to be my classmate with the little girl skits.
Oh, my yes. gosh.
But I haven't figured it out yet as far as if it's a boy. Maybe he'll be Frank.
That's what if he comes out like, Mama, I don't want to do this.
Fine. I'll make some type of money around here, though.
Okay.
But fine. But what's next for me? Honestly, we're going to let God tell you that.
Yeah.
Because it honestly is always set up like that. Like, I feel like I always say maybe what I want to do or how I want to do it. But then, you know, sometimes God has other plans.
It changes.
So,
yeah.
We'll see.
And look what he done bless you with. He had a whole other plan.
And I ain't gonna lie, I've always wanted to be a mom, but I never thought it would happen now.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Well, when did you think?
Maybe like 30.
You trying to say this old?
No, but just okay. like...
I'm like, watch your mouth now.
I mean, I feel like 26 is not really young, but it's still like prime.
Yeah.
I just never thought... I guess they say you ready when you start, you know...
Doing
but
it?
The booties. Yeah, of
course. That is not true.
They say
these
you
young
are ready
girls
to be
out here doing it at 12. You not ready to be no mama.
You're supposed to be ready when you make that decision.
No, you're supposed to make that decision when you're ready. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be ready when you make that decision. She had this generation got shit backwards.
I believe
backwards.
In that. I agree with you, but I don't know.
I sound old as hell.
Wise.
They sharing cupcakes in a cubby. Like, why are you touching my cupcake? Go back home. Sharing Capri Suns in a cubby. Being fast. Sleeping bag.
I'm telling you.
Mm-mm. All right, everybody go around and say when they lost their virginity.
One, two, what? Three, eighth grade.
Wow.
See, he was one of them ones. Too young.
Talk about the cubby.
To be rubbing.
Jeans.
All that
humping. Seventh grade.
All that playing house.
Right, playing house. Nigga knocking. I had to go get it. All that in seventh grade.
That is ridiculous.
Like, Mom,
we need to pray over this baby. It needs to be a boy.
And what I told you, Jay, I said, don't let anybody touch your stomach. Either.
Okay, all that energy.
All that energy.
I haven't even touched it.
Yeah, you can definitely.
Y'all need to stop doing that. When women are pregnant, you don't just grab their belly.
Yes, don't do that.
Stop grabbing it.
I'm going to have a gate barbed wire around mine.
Yes.
All these energies and spirits.
Yeah, I don't need to touch
it. That's real.
It is.
You know, it's real.
It is 100%.
Mm. Even when you lay down with somebody, transferable.
Oh, my God.
Come on now.
Y'all, I made a list of, it was a long list. And I prayed each spirit off me. Of all the men I slept with.
You got to.
Hold on.
Yeah, I said the names out loud.
Cleanse.
This is about you.
It is.
J. Cole, so what inches is your weave?
What inches is them ponies?
40.
Because that's how you got pregnant. That man pulling all on
No,
them.
Savage got me pregnant. X-Fenty. I'm not doing no more promo. I'm done.
All them, what is it, lingerie pictures.
Yeah.
You had on lingerie that night?
Excited.
Did you?
So
you know they send me a package every month.
So
twirling around.
So
itchy ass.
So Jay,
shit.
Is you think it's gonna be hard to balance?
Of course.
Being a mom in your career,
you do. Mm. I think being a mom is the hardest job in the world.
It is.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but I mean, of course, there's gonna be have to have some type of organization, some type of balance. It's almost. I mean, even having a pet is a responsibility.
100%. Okay, because
so
I have a dog.
I have three cats.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, no.
And a bird.
Cats, Crystal?
And a bird, yeah.
A bird?
Mm-hmm. I've had every
a sun conure.
It's all.
I don't like cats, though. Mm. I'm scared
yeah,
of cats.
Some words.
What'd it say?
Like, It calls my cat's name. No, it says my cat's name.
You have like a parrot?
Yeah, Sun Kanye. Oh.
That's crazy.
Okay, so what's your cat's name?
Suki, Tao, and Midnight.
So which one he call?
Suki.
I was house shopping, right?
Yeah.
And I went into the garage. We was looking at all these homes. I wanted a house with a basement. And I was like, Mom, we got to find a house with a basement. So we literally went down to that basement. And as I walked in.
It was a cat.
It was a parrot.
What?
And he told me to close the dome. And I said, you have a great day.
This is not the house for
this
me.
This is not for me. Then they had all the Santa Maria's. I said, this ain't my house. Get me out.
I think birds that talk are so amazing, but it's just so scary that the fact that the bird can really talk.
He said, close the door. I said, well, thank you.
He ain't got to tell me twice.
Yeah. You know, it's still nice, though, to see birds. Now,
so scared of spiritual stuff.
It's so scary.
It's not talking.
It's not?
It's just imitating frequencies. That's
really?
Yeah, that's what animals do. They just imitate frequencies. Because that's what sound and words are. It's just frequencies articulated in a specific way.
So if they hear you say like something specific all the time, then they're definitely
it's just repeating a sound. Because like you can read out something Spanish, not know what it means, but read it out because you're just like repeating a frequency basically.
I would teach my bird how to cuss.
You got a bird?
No, I would say if I had one, I would teach you how to cuss.
That nigga told me to close
the door. Let's focus on the baby. What you gonna teach the baby?
How to cuss.
That little nigga said, close the door. I said, shit, get out. Let me get out.
How he say it again?
He said, close the door. I said, mama, shut the door and lock it.
These spirits.
This ain't in my house, but lock the door. No. I had my oil on me. I said, the blood of Jesus. This ain't my house. Oh, that Santa Maria running around.
Like, I am a Christian.
The candles lined up. I said, this ain't my house.
I'm laughing off because she's so scary when it comes to spirits.
The sign outside
and
said,
religion.
The
and...
sign outside said, open house.
Y'all.
Vina is like that.
We in everything. The damn Halloween thing today. There was a skeleton hanging from the car. Me and Vina was in the car. She said, they need to get this spirit off this car.
What I tell you today, Jay?
And she came back with oil on her head.
I said, this lady hugged me. I said, that was a forceful hug. I'm talking about what I seen the blood of Jesus coming me while I'm in here.
This is too many.
Don't do chest to chest with me.
No. So do you do haunted houses?
And the secret is, I love scary movies. And I would go to haunted house. But I'm behind people. Oh, I got the kids. I'm hiding by the kids.
I don't like scary movies.
Ooh, I love scary movies.
I love scary movies. I have to be with people when I watch scary. I can't be by myself.
That's true.
I
would not watch by myself.
That's not even scary.
To me, Leprechaun was so... Candyman was so scary.
Oh, my gosh.
His little
Say
feet.
Something that's really scary.
I'm thinking right, my, like Michael Myers, that the theme song.
That's not
I'm
scary.
I'm dreaming about that when I sleep.
Jesus.
Ooh, I'm so sorry, Jay, but literally that was
when I think you're gonna say like said, The Conjuring or the
right
or something that's demonic.
Saw.
And what's so crazy about that little parrot that was in that damn garage?
Oh, talking about God. The parrot.
I said that nigga said close the door, and the owner was like regular like close the door.
Well, you know,
he or she probably said that all the time.
All the time.
I was like, whoa, let me get out your space, baby. This ain't the house.
This ain't the house for me.
And it was so high. I was half a million for this house. Close the door.
Okay.
I said, I ain't gonna give y'all $80,000 for this.
You better stop for that parrot being in your room tonight.
Remember that episode on the Martin when they bought that $100?
I don't remember.
With Cole and everything was moving in there.
That is crazy.
That parrot gonna be in the room tonight.
I know it's not. The devil is a liar. I'm going to your room tonight.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. In John 3:16, the Lord said. My girl, we get it.
I'm gonna be right that door tonight saying the blood of Jesus cover my 414.
She gonna be banging on your door tonight, B.
I'm so sorry, J. Cole. I'm sorry.
Jay, this is a real raw and uncut show.
I
so
see.
We talk about anything.
I see. Really quick, because I don't wanna hold you too long. The baby gotta get rest.
Yes.
I really do want to know what goes into building social media, because we come from social media. And mm-hmm. I know Crystal, she's a Wildin' Out girl. She's on social media. Mm-hmm. She does other things outside of that. She has her brand,
yeah,
which
I
was
have
built
some
off.
Fruit for you.
Yeah, she bought fruit.
Come, let me show you.
So I was Fruits and being Roots. Nosy, of course. I was getting ready to say, so Fruits and Roots, I actually learned about them when I visited Antigua. And I don't know
That's
what his
so cool.
name is.
Look
but the,
at her. She's like,
the guy with the locks.
Because she pulled it out like, this ain't just an
yes,
apple.
Yes, he sent me a bunch of stuff. And it's so crazy because before the show, I was overhearing everybody talking about like the remedies and stuff.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
That was one of my biggest things that like I started learning about all of this stuff after my grandmother passed because she had cancer.
Wow.
So it was just like, just beating myself up about like,
yeah.
Oh, I
wish
this.
I would have could
have
yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's
yeah.
just like, that was not your, that was not your.
It, that was, and that wasn't a plan.
That wasn't your job.
It wasn't God's plan.
But I'm excited to learn.
I'm definitely down because, you know, nourishing a baby, another life is important. And
yes.
Fruits are super nutritious and mineral dense. And I'd love to send you a box.
Tell us what these are because
so
I don't know none of these.
Sop.
Okay.
A lot of people hear about for cancer. It's mm-hmm. very
oh, wow,
good for
wow,
cancer.
Wow, wow.
And then actually the leaves of the tree is also medicinal as well.
Wow.
This is a mango, but it's called a Mahashanuk.
Okay.
It's from mm-hmm. Southeast Asia. But
okay.
We have a farmer in Florida that grows them. This is directly from Jamaica. So now it's mango season in Jamaica and we're importing some from there. And this is the Granadilla. And
wow.
it's like a sweet passion fruit.
See, I bet you can do this stuff in a smoothie.
Definitely.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, some sea moss in there.
Yeah.
Caribbean. Yeah. I about to say the Caribbean fruit is definitely the best fruit I've ever had.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
no.
good.
Come
yes.
back home yes. mad as hell. I got to go to John.
Yeah. So yeah. good.
And J. Cole was actually on a Jamaica trip with us.
Oh, yeah?
She went to Jamaica.
That was my first time ever in Jamaica.
Yes.
I couldn't make it.
I'm glad
you
had a good experience.
I want to go back so bad.
I don't know. I think we had a show or something.
So bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you went on that. You had a show. Like, you were at a town. He's like, it's going to conflict. And he was like, move it up to the next week. I said, be.
I'm not changing my birthday trip for you.
It was like,
I was not there.
I'm going to make it this year, though.
Yeah, this year.
But what tied me into the fruit, her business is on social media. We all go on social media. What goes into building a platform? For anybody out there that's like, okay, I will say, this isn't to discourage anybody, but we started years ago.
When things were different.
Things were so different. So I feel like if you are starting now.
It's easier.
And no,
to
ma'am.
My point,
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm so oversaturated.
It is.
Everybody has done everything.
Yeah.
All the comedians are established.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an internet sensation, you have been doing it for a while. I feel like if you're coming in, you have to be so different.
Yeah.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, though. I'm going to say it's easier to build a platform now than what it was when we were on air.
Really?
I think so.
See, I don't
on social
agree
media.
With that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
the only reason why I'm gonna say that is because I feel like now, as far as like the audience is different too. Like, and let me just speak for myself. When I came on, I feel like you genuinely had to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you genuinely had to have like content is different now. You see Cortez pulling syrup on his head. 100,000 views easily. And I'm not saying like, you know, everybody got their own lane, everybody do what they do, but I feel like it's easier to grasp an audience now than what it was before. I feel like if I was to do something like that years ago, it'd be like, you're canceled.
Yeah.
Like, right. What are you
we're
doing?
Not watching
or like
you
TikTok now is so quick. You just do a
and
little TikTok.
And that's how Vine was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
You're
I feel like it's both, though.
Okay.
It's definitely both.
You're easy to get famous in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Two
and
seconds.
It can happen overnight, like versus where I feel like I've been on social media for 5+ years versus then somebody else that get on social media and been on there for 6 months and they already in a movie.
But do you feel like that has longevity? They'll be able to last? We
talking
about 30 years.
That's true.
30 years from now. We
that's
still want to be relevant and doing stuff. We ain't just doing syrup
that's, but
for
that's,
5 minutes.
I feel like that's definitely something that sets you apart as far as longevity or, you know, just here.
Got you.
So I feel like, you know, I'm confident to know that all the women that's sitting up here definitely have longevity.
Yes.
Like, you know, whether we sit out for 3 months and come
right,
back,
whatever
like, we still
it is.
Got stuff going on. Versus then like now, if you sit out for 3 months, you gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think too, our followers are so excited to see what we have going on next.
Yeah.
Because they've seen from the bottom.
From the bottom.
And it's a genuine thing. It's like, yo, these girls been working. Because you have to understand too, with social media now, you have Birkins, if you have a nice Rolex on, it's just like, I don't got time to watch her no more because she's not even like relatable no more. Like she's made it. She's did this. It's like now we're still hustling. Mm-hmm. Like they see it. Like these girls are back on Wildin' Out. You know, Vina ain't got her Honda. She just bought a Benz truck.
Yeah.
B. Simone ain't got no car and she just still chugging it.
And I ain't got no license.
You ain't got no license and you still going. It's the quotes we post, the people we're around, people around us are genuine and they mm-hmm. know like we're working. So I think when we drop something, it's like, wow, like I feel
they're
that. Like,
and it's still raw.
And it's still raw. Yeah.
One thing I could commend us about, and it's no shade to like people who do the Paramount skits and stuff, but I feel like we still set the phone up in a natural setting. We still have our friends record for us.
One little take.
Do. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have time to edit, because I didn't say this, let me say that. You're going to get it how you
that
got
one
it.
Take.
If I didn't have edits in that video, I'm not going to have edits.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. Versus then, you know.
And I've also learned there's a role for us. There's always a role in the movie for us.
Mm-hmm.
If you is on in the bar making a drink mm-hmm. and doing faces, if you have a script, mm-hmm. if you are somebody's friend in the movie, there's always going to be a role for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we got it back then when we first started, it's like, all right, You know, I love King Bosch down. I think King Bosch literally has set DC. I talk about those guys. King Batch, you have DC Young Fly, who has started from Vine mm-hmm. in Paramount movies, still take the time to still, you know, entertain his followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
He ain't stop. So there's always going to be a role for us.
Yeah.
And I love the pace that we're going. It's just not like, yo, you mostly got like, I want my girl to have 10 movies on her belt.
Mm-hmm.
I've told B. Simone the other day, I was like, that's going to be movies, TV, red carpets. I done told my people, like, my focus, film, TV. What we doing?
Yeah.
Red carpets.
We're talking to DC about that today.
Yeah, commercials. We was talking to DC about it. Like, I want it
Come on now, Miss McDonald's commercial.
We did it.
I know.
Shout out to Wildin' Out. That was my first commercial we did in San Francisco.
Crazy.
You know, Shelby, shout out to her. She's like, look, I want you to do this McDonald's commercial. And we killed it. And that was all over the place. So we're hustling at our own pace. And it's so, when I get a booking and something that's so dope and big, I just be like, Dad, I'm hustling, Jesus, at my own pace. I'm not, like, getting it all at once. You know, the thought of it is dope, but it's, like, it's so much that we may be like, I don't do that.
You have to learn a lot along the way, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if
this ties into this, but I do also want to tell the viewers, also, be patient. We're still human beings. Like, we're still people at the end of the day. Like, I noticed, you know, when I take my little hiatuses or, like, if I haven't posted for a while, it's always those group that it's like a, okay, but where's the video?
Where's the video? Yeah.
Like, we have real life problems going
on. Yeah.
We have families to take care of.
Yeah.
We have bills to pay.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. Yes, this is how we started. And this is, you know, the things we're going to continue to do. However, it's just like, we eat, sleep, breathe, and shit just like you. Like, I may be having a bad day. Like, even when my grandmother passed, my followers couldn't understand, well, we want a Dear Diary. There's nothing funny right now.
Yeah.
Like, I was, I was depressed.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to find some, like, I even, when I posted about her, I even turned her post into a Dear Diary because I was like, you know, maybe this is a way that I
like
can get
outlet.
My expressions off. But it's just like,
y'all were so close. Yes. Anybody that knows J. Cole knows
so
her and
close.
Her grandmother were like this.
That was, no shade to my mom, because if she watches, but that was really like my mom.
Yeah.
Like, my grandmother took me to school. She fed me. She bathed me. I mean, she did all the things that the grandmother did, but my grandmother literally was in my life. I'm not even going to say the same, if not more than my mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, it hit me hard.
And it's a goal at the end of the day. The goal to get on Instagram is not to stay on there.
Yeah.
It's a platform.
It's a platform. You use it as a platform, and then you have your viewers, your followers watch you grow until what Nick Cannon said, the J-Lo, you know, the Jim Carrey, the Angela Bassett. You have to start somewhere. J-Lo started as a flag girl. And she's grown. So that was a platform. Wildin' Out is that stage where show your talent because millions of people are watching you.
Yeah.
But what's outside of Wildin' Out? You got now all of a sudden it's SNL. Be a writer here.
Movies. I'm working on this show.
His niece, his cousin, excuse me now if I'm getting it wrong, but she's a writer for Proud Family.
Wow.
And she was here a couple of seasons ago with us.
Now, let me tell me if they're looking for a new penny.
Yeah. You know? So the goal is to keep stretching and keep going. I mean,
100%.
We all have goals. And I love the way that we hustle. And it's people feel the genuine. We drop stuff every time.
And I want to leave that on this note before you go. We always do a quote. And because you're in this space, you know, we goofy and we play, but we usually like our quotes to be motivational.
Yeah.
So anything you want to leave with the people, we always have the guests leave a quote. Something motivating. You could have went through it today. Something you experienced with going through that time with your grandmother. Something you learned over the quarantine. Something you're feeling. Whatever that is. We want you to leave us with a J. Cole quote and something motivational.
I'm going to keep it simple.
Okay.
And I'm going to always, you know, represent God as best as I can. I got it tatted on me. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Walk by faith, not by sight.
Come on.
I'll leave y'all with that.
Beautiful.
Because it's true.
It's so true.
Yeah. It sounds cliche.
All the cliche stuff is true, but though. Yeah. Never give up. Keep going. That's real.
So true.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you so much, J. Cole. We love you.
Thank you for stopping by.
Love you guys.
And you came to work, honey.
Okay.
You came to work.
After this break, we'll be right back with more Women of Wildin' Out.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Yeah, we back. And
J. Cole did not
the
want
baby
to
wanted to stay.
Yes.
J. Cole wanted to go, but the baby was like,
fruit.
Nah, let me eat some fruit.
So we're going to let Crystal explain the fruit and cut the fruit so we could taste it. And
So this is the mango, Mahashanuk, Southeast Mahashanuk. Asia.
When she first said Southeast, I was like, we don't have those.
Yeah. I know.
Well, that look good. Do we need a plate? Now, can we get a plate? So we can eat it, yeah. We here. She might as well cut all the fruits and just put it on a plate and we eat it. Taste try.
Do we need a plate, though?
Yeah, we need a plate.
I don't think so.
That parrot. Just bring it to you. Bring it to you. Have a picture of that parrot. Nah, you got
just gonna pass mine down. I don't need a plate. Just give me one of those things.
Who wants the next seed?
Me too. She took mine.
Oh, thank you.
So you spit the seeds out?
No, you eat them. Yeah.
Ooh. Swallowing seeds.
What happened?
Sorry.
I'm getting more healthier.
Wait, take the skin off of this. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, got it.
Y'all sucking them fruits down to the bone.
Listen, you have to.
All right, y'all. Well, if y'all want to get some fruits and roots just like us.
Yeah, definitely.
Go to
fruitsandroots.com.
Fruitsandroots.com. We're going to wrap this up. Did you want to give us a quote, B? And we ain't even going to do a toast. We're going to eat this fruit.
Occupy.
Quote for the day is, the hustle never stop. Stay hungry. Or go starving. Keep going. Let's go.
Yeah.
You choose.
This you is the too. Women of Wild Now podcast. We're going to get out of here, eat this fruit. Comment below your favorite fruit and yeah. make sure you visit Fruits and Roots.
And subscribe too. We need all the followers. Mm. Just starting.
Yeah. We love you guys. Bye.
Have a good night. Mm.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.